Starting your day at the Turaway in Northwest London, Monday, 17th of Iyar, 8th of May. And we're in a Rav, Rav Zalman, Krasno Shlita, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai versus Rabbi Shimon. This week's Turaway will be sponsored by family Wiesenfeld, Leila Nishmas, Rabbi Fram Fischel, Ben Rabbi Ari, Zechron of Rochel, Rabbi Fischel Dick, Zechron of Rochel, Antwerp. The outside will be this coming Friday.
Shimon versus Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Are these two different individuals? Are they the same person? Really, to go through such a sugya, you need to be a baki in Shas. But I've culled some resources in honor of the mishtatvim of the bank holiday. So we begin with the first Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos. Very apropos for the time that we're in. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah. We're not going to get involved in that. Rav Meir says one thing. Rav Shimon says another thing about what the Seirei Harigolim were mechaper for. And then the Mishnah uses an ambiguous terminology. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer Mishmoy. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says in his name. In whose name? So, if you learn the Mishnah, you see that Reb Shimon said a memra, and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said Mishmoy, Zok Rashi, Mishmoy shall Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, okay, so it's important to have the lineage clear. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said Mishmoy shall Reb Shimon, says Rashi, Vistam Reb Shimon hu Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichai. Stam Reb Shimon in Shas is Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So the question that is obvious is if Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon ben Yochai, so then how come sometimes in Shas we find Reb Shimon called Reb Shimon and sometimes we call him Reb Shimon ben Yochai? Sidebar, sometimes we call him Reb Shimon bar Yochai and sometimes we call him Reb Shimon ben Yochai. I don't know the method to the madness, if there is one. Ben obviously would be Lashon Kodesh, Bar would be Aramaic. You find interchangeable throughout Shas, Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's not what we're talking about today. We want to know, why is it that sometimes he's called Stam Reb Shimon, and sometimes he's called Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? So, actually a few weeks ago, Parshas Remois Kedoshim, there's a Yiddish publication called Divach that has a section called Shrift. For those of you that want to touch up on your Yiddish reading, it's highly recommended if you could not look at the pictures so much. And there's an article without many pictures written by a fellow named Yeshaya Osher Zelig Miller. Don't know who he is, but he did a very, very nice job discussing Reb Shimon versus Reb Shimon Reichai. So a lot of what we're going to mention today is called from his article. So, we begin with the following. In Sefer Yuchsin, it's brought down that the reason why Reb Shimon wouldn't be called Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the Mishnah is because Reb Yehuda Anasi, the redactor of the Mishnayos, was a Talmud, and therefore out of chashivos, out of respect, out of yiras harayimus for his Rebbe, he wouldn't say his Rebbe by his full name. You know, like when your child does something naughty, and you know, you say, Dorothy Winifred, come here right now. You know, you call her by her full name. And then she knows that there's a position of chashivas coming, telling over to the protege, to the child, to the Talmud. And therefore he felt, says the Sefer Yuchsin, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi felt it would be a little bit improper for him to call his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's already exuding too much power, too much influence over his Rebbe. And therefore he decided he calls him Stam Reb Shimon. Very nice mahalach from the Sefer Yochsin. There's another Sefer that's called Sefer Ben Yoichai. It was published in Wien in Tav Kuf Ayin Hei, so a little bit over 200 years ago. And in Sha'arim Aleph through Zion, he discusses this subject as to how come sometimes he's called Rav Shimon, sometimes he's called Rav Shimon Ben Yoichai, and he wants to hypothesize a very interesting mahalach. We know, we'll see soon, the famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, of course, the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. We'll get there. In that story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that we're all very keenly aware of, Rav Shimon had to go and hide in the Myra in the cave for 13 years. It was actually 12 plus 1, as we'll see. And he was running away from the Romans. Says the Sefer Ben Yochai, Rav Shimon's name change occurred in the cave. When he was in the cave, and the secrets of Torah's Nistar were revealed to him, his name changed. When he was younger, he was called Reb Shimon, Stam Reb Shimon. A regular title like all the Tanayim and Amirayim have names, we call them by their first name, Reb Shimon, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yochanan. Once he came out of the cave, and he reached an elevated status, that according to Sifrei Kabbalah v'Chassidus, was a culmination and the perfection of Shorish Nishmasa of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was able to be Megala Rozei Torah. So he got a new title. Mahavdil Elef Alfei Avdolos, it's like the prince becoming the king. It's a whole new title, that's what he's getting. He went into the cave, he was Stam Reb Shimon. When he's Stam Reb Shimon, Ein Halacha Kimoisei Bishas. This was pre-cave era, we'll call it PCE. Pre-cave era. Okay? Whereas once he went into the cave and he was Nizgala Rozei Torah, he became Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, and that is when the halacha is Kimoisei. These author's great-grandfather wrote a sefer, Reb Yishaya Asher Zelig Margulius, his namesake, has a sefer called Midos Rashbi, in which he points out, and other svarim make this note as well, that the first time that Reb Shimon Ben Yochai is quoted in Shas is on Brachos Daf Hei. Famous Gemara, Brachos Daf Hei, in which the Gemara says, what happens if Adam is Kari Kriya Shema Shtei Pa'amim Balayla Achas Koidim Shiala Muda Shachar V'Achas La'achar Shiala Muda Shachar. So Tanya Reb Shimon Ben Yochai Oimer, a person can be Yotze his Chiyuv of Kriya Shema twice in the night time, one before Amud HaShachar, one after Amud HaShachar. And the Gemara questions, if it's after Amud HaShachar, why are you calling it Laila? The Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, very famously, the Gemara ends off, Kedai hu Reb Shimon lismech alav b'shas adchak. This is the first time that Reb Shimon ben Yochai is quoted in Shah. I'm sorry, that's Gemara on Dav Chesam Abeis Dav Tes. Sorry, opened up the wrong place. We'll get to that Gemara momentarily. I apologize. The first time Reb Shimon Yochai is quoted in Shas is on Daf Hei. That was Daf Chesam Beis. Tanya, Reb Shimon Ben Yochai Oimer, Sholish Matanis Toivais, there were three great Matavis, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, V'kulon Leinasan El Al Yidei Yisurin, Elu Hein, what are the three Matanis? Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, V'Oilam Haba. Torah Minayin, Shenemer, Asher, Yagev Asher, Tiasrenu, Kol, Mitaros, Salamdenu. Eretz Yisrael dechsev ki kasha yasa ishas b'nei Hashem alakecha miyasareka v'chsev vasrei ki Hashem alakecha miviyacha al eretz toiva ha'olam haba dechsev ki nar mitzvah v'tayra ar v'derechayim techeichos musa. So Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the first time he's quoted, says that there are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave al-Yidei Yisurin. So the Svarim speak out that this is autobiographical what Reb Shimon ben Yochai is telling us. Reb Shimon ben Yochai suffered Yisurin, he was had to run away for those 13 years. And Ayidei those Yisurin, he was Zaycha to these three things. He was Zaycha to Torah, to Eretz Yisrael, and to Olam Haba. So says the Sefer Midas Rashbi, that's why this Memra, first time it's in Shas, is Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. Because Ayidei the Yisurin that Reb Shimon Ben Yochai had in the Myra, that's when he was Zaycha to these three Madrigas, and then his name became this elevated status of Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. Very nice pshat. The problem with this is that there's a very, very famous shtickle Torah from Reb Shulam Kamenka. Shulam Kamenka, and it's brought down in the sefer called Avashalom, and he mamish says punkfakart. Mamish punkfakart. He says like this. He says that Reb Shimon ben Yochai, before he entered into the cave, was known as Reb Shimon ben Yochai. You know why? Because he wasn't yet so chashiv. So his chashivus was that he was the son of Yochai. Hagam, we don't find Yochai mentioned that often. He was the son of Reb Shimon of ben Yochai. So before he went into the Myra, how did we distinguish him? What was his chashivus? I'm the son of Yanam. I am Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Once he went into the Myra and was nizgalu to him, Razi Torah, then he got his own egin chashivus, and then he became Reb Shimon. So Reb Shulam Kamenka and the Sefer Ben Yochai are mamish going heads on. They were quite similar time frame in history. He says that Reb Shimon was called Reb Shimon before he went to the Myra. Then afterwards he became Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. And Reb Shulam Kamenka says mamish vakart. He started off as Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, and then eventually he became Reb Shimon. Both of them agree that when we say that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, that's talking about PCE, post-cave era. The question was, what is his name at that time? So, okay, we have a machlekes, very nice. The problem is as follows. There's a Gemara in Zvachim, Taf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. Very interesting Gemara. The Pasuk says like this, Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tes. Ki levosem ad ota, Ela menucha ve'ela nachala. Or as Abdudi says, Ela menicha ve'ela nachala. Okay? And there's a machlekes over there between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. How do we darshan this pasuk? Okay? So we have machlekes, Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. How do we darshan this pasuk? A few lines later, excuse me, the Gemara brings a braisa. The braisa adds two more shitas as to how we darshan the pasuk, kilevosa madata. One of those is Tana Deber Bishmal, the Yeshiva Bishmal, and the other one is Reb Shimon. So now we're in a quandary. This Gemara in Zvachim throws us for a loop. Until now, we have Stam Reb Shimon, we have Reb Shimon ben Yochai, we have a Machlokes, which one is before the cave, which one is after the cave, and the Nafkamina will be when the Halacha is like him. Okay, so we'll go through Shas, and every time we learn a Sugya, we'll say, if you hold like the Sefer Ben Yochai and Rabbi Asher Zalig Margulius, this will be before, and if you hold like Reb Shulam Kamenka, this one will be, you know, after. Fine. But what are we going to do over here? In the same Gemara, we have Reb Shimon going heads-on versus Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Which one is it? What's going on? So first of all, we've already accomplished something, is that based on what they're both saying, that Reb Shimon had a Shinei Hashem once he went into the Myra, so we'll approach this Gemara in Zvachim and we'll say, very nice, one member is Reb Shimon before the Myra, and one member is Reb Shimon after the Myra. And we'll just have to figure out which one to go with based on which one he would have said last. The Turi Evin in Meseches Megillah on Daf Tesam Abayis Dibur Maschel Shilai, he says, why doesn't the Gemara just say Trei Tanoi Aliba Reb Shimon? We have this throughout Shas. We have two Tanoim saying Pshat what they thought that they heard that a previous Tana had said. So here we'll have Reb Shimon against Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. It's a stira. It's the same individual. The Teretz is Trei Tanoi Aliba Reb Shimon. Very simple. The Turi Evin says you can't say that over here. You know why? Because that's such a simple teretz, and it's found so often in Shas, if it was true, the Gemara would have said it. The Gemara doesn't say it. It's such an easy way out. If the Gemara doesn't say it, says the Turi Evin, it must be that we can't go with that pshat. And the Turi Evin, because of this kasha, he says a very big chiddush. He says, we have to say that the first Reb Shimon, who's mentioned in the Mishnah, before the Braisa, you have to say, it's a Taz Sofer. It's not Reb Shimon, it's somebody else, because it doesn't stim with Reb Shimon ben Yochai who argues on him. Zayzak the Torah Evan.
Sorry.
Yes.
Is it not possible there were other Reb Shimons besides Reb Shimon ben Yochai?
We started off with Rashi and Shavuos, Taf Beis and Mebeis. Rashi says, Stam Reb Shimon and Shas is Reb Shimon ben Yochai.
And that's absolute in every
Rashi, absolute. That's it. Stam Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon ben Yochai. We take Rashi for granted. If we can't take Rashi, we're stuck. Yeah? So, Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perla has Hagoyis on the Turi Aven, and he writes as follows. He writes it also, if you want to see, much easier to find. Rabbi Yochum Fishel has a sefer on Reb Saad Yagoyin, on the mitzvahs. So on page Shin Hei, Amud Beis, he writes the same shtickle tire over there, so easier for you to find, just the Mar Makam. And he says that we have a problem to erase the words of Reb Shimon in this Gemara in Zavachim Daf Kuf Yutes, because he brings that the Sifri, the Parshas Re'eh, Piska Samach Vav, as well as the Tosefta in Zvachim, Parakut Gimel, Halacha Tes, brings this also B'Shem Reb Shimon. So, in one place to say that it was a Ta'a Sefer, that something crept in, you know, he's nachas to say that, but you're going to have to start erasing all sorts of Sifris and Tosefta's. It's spiraling out of control. So he doesn't like this Mahaloch from the Turi Aven. Rabbi Shaya Berlin, in his Chedushei Hashas, and also in the Hagoyis of the Ridal, they both taka answer this kasha on Zvachim that it's Trei Tanoi Aliba de Reb Shimon. So we have Machlokes Turi Aven against Reb Shaya Berlin and the Hagoyis Radal, whether or not it's taka Trei Tanoi Aliba de Reb Shimon, or one of them is a Tal Sefer. So I want to focus for a minute on the famous Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos tells us the story, the Hishtalshalos Hadvarim of Reb Shimon Yochai reaching the Kever. So the Gemara over there relates that there were a couple of Tanoim sitting together, and one of them was Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yehuda has the title of Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makam. He was always the first speaker at any Mayetzes G'dayle HaTorah, Gudus Yisrael, Satmer, whatever floats your boat, whatever interests you. At any meeting, the Yekesha meeting, the Ingedesha meeting, the first person to speak, always the Noyim HaKavod, was Reb Yehuda. He was Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makam. In any place, he was the person that would give the introductory address. So the Gemara says, "Amai Karulei Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makam." Why? What was the story? How did he get this honorific? So the Gemara says, "Diyasvi Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon." Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon were sitting. V'yasev Yehuda ben Gerim. Yehuda ben Gerim, whose parents were both Gerim, Gabai was sitting with them. Pasach Reb Yehuda v'amar, Reb Yehuda started off saying, "Kama noyim asayin shel umazu." How nice is this nation, the Romans? They've done so many nice things. Tiknu shvakim, they made marketplaces. Tiknu gsharim, they made bridges. Tiknu merchatzois, they made bathhouses and mikvahs. Reb Yosi shasach, Reb Yosi kept quiet. Nenar Reb Shimon ben Yochai v'omar, kol ma shetiknu lo tiknu ela l'tzorich atzman. Nah, they only did it for themselves. They didn't do it for us either. Tiknu shvakim l'hayshu v'hem zaynus. Merchatzois l'adnum v'hen atzman. Gishorim litol mehen meches. Okay, they did it all for themselves. They didn't do it for us. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim, v'siper divrayim. Yehuda ben Gerim went and told over what happened. Now, siper divrayim, he didn't chas v'shalom go and snitch. He wasn't a malshin. He didn't go to the Romans and tell them. Siper divrayim, so Rashi says, he said it over to his talmidim or to his parents, chas v'shalom, not bezodoin sheyishmu ha-malchus. However, you have to be very careful. Once you let the cat out of the bag, yeah? Once you open Pandora's box, things spiral out of control. And eventually, the Romans on their Twitter account heard from this as well. And they decided that these people need to be, some of them reprimanded and some of them rewarded. The Nishmu l'malchus, eventually they heard them. Amru, the Malchus said, Yehuda she'ila, Yehuda who praised us Romans, Yis'ala, he's Yala l'gdula, that the law in the nation is, he is Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makam. He always gets the microphone first, except for it's on Shabbos. Yoisi she shasak. Yoisi, just making sure Adam's not sleeping. Yoisi she shasak. Yoisi who was quiet. So yigla le tzipari. He has to be exiled to tzipari because he should have been meshabeach as Romans. V'shimin shagina. Shimin who was megana. Obviously the Romans, they're not going to call him Reb Shimon. They're not going to call him Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. They call him Stam Shimon. Chutzpah. Yehorek, he will be killed. Once Rav Shimon heard this, Azalhu, Bray, him and his son, Tashu be Midrasha, they hid in the Beis Medrash. The Romans never thought to go to the Beis Medrash to find them, not sure why. Kol Yuma have a maisalu to bitu every day his wife would bring them rifta bakuza demaya, some bread, and obviously not from angel, and a pitcher of water. Ooh, krachi, and they would eat. Kitokif. Sorry, I'm in a good mood this morning, bank holiday. Kitokif gzeirasa. Once the gzeira got even stronger, Amrle Lebrei, Reb Shimon said to his son, Noshim Daitan Kalalayan, which is beyond the scope of today's drasha, or probably any of the drashas that we'll give in the near future. Dilma Mitzarile, maybe the Romans will torture my wife, your mother, Umagalalon, and she'll reveal to us. And therefore, Ozlu Tashu b'ma'arta, they went and they hid in the cave. Israchash Nisa, famous miracle happened. Ibrulu Charuva v'ena demaya, in the Myra, a carob tree sprung and a spring of water. They would sit in the sand, and the Gemara says that they were there for 12 years. Elio came, Apischa demaarta, I'm skipping a couple lines. Amar, he says, Man loide le bar yoichoi. Elio Anavi says, who's going to notify bar yoichoi? The miskesa that Caesar has died. Ubatal gzeirase, and therefore the decree has been annulled. And Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar heard this. Nafku, they went out from the Myra. They went out, and obviously everything they looked at, they were burning up. They went back in for another year, a second round. And then finally they came out from the Myra. So my question is as follows. Very nice. We have Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Yochai, we have a machlokes between the Achronim, which is before the cave, which is after the cave. We have a Gemara in Zvachim that has a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Yochai. We have a Turi Evan who wants to say it's a Taz Sefer. We have Reb Shaya Berlin who wants to say it's Trey Tanaya Liba Reb Shimon. It's all fine and dandy. What are we going to do with this Gemara, the most famous Gemara in Shas, about Reb Shimon, where the Gemara starts off the story? The Gemara says, why was he Behuda Reshem Dar Mechal Makom? Says the Gemara, because the Yasvi, the Gemara is recounting the story, there were three people that were sitting, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi, and Reb Shimon. And then two lines later, when the Gemara says the story, the Gemara calls him Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Here's the Gemara talking. You can't tell me this is before and after. This is the same story. In the sequence of events, two lines later, the Gemara calls him from Reb Shimon to Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. This is my question. So, I want to suggest a mahalach as follows. One mahalach, which is probably simple, based on what we said now, is that if you go like the mahalchim that say that he was called Stam Reb Shimon first, and then afterwards he was called Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, so not like Reb Shulam Kamenka, if you're going to go like the Sefer Ben Yochai, we could suggest as follows. They were sitting before the cave. Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, and Reb Shimon. At that time, that was what his name. Once the Gemara starts telling us the story that Reb Shimon said that the Romans were doing everything L'tai Vasan, to get taxes from us, then already the Gemara is foreshadowing the fact that in this story now, Mikano Lahaba, he's going to be at the end of this Amud, be called Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. So that's why, initially, when the Gemara says they were sitting, so the three of them were sitting over there. At that time, he was Stam Reb Shimon. Not like Reb Shimon Kamenka. Once the Gemara starts telling us that Reb Shimon was Pasach, and he said that Leiniskavn Elishem Atzman, right now is what's going to trigger the story that he's going to have to be called Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, because he's going to have to run into the Myra. So perhaps we can answer like that. That would be a simple mahalach. Another mahalach I want to share to you is a vart from the Chedush Yerim that I think we can use to fend for this kasha. The Chedush Yerim has a sefer that he written called Sefer HaZechus. And over there in Daf Pei Aleph, Dibur Maskel Tikunei Zoyar, he says something unbelievable. We know, I just want to read you the first line. He says, "Ulanios daiti chaneni Hashem hagam shaloi reisi b'sefer." The Chiddush Arim wants to suggest something he hasn't seen it anywhere else. So it's fresh off the press. It's coming from the Chiddush Arim. Sha'achar hatikun shel asara haruge malchus shahayu nitzaytze shiftei ka al mechiras Yosef kimoy she'isa b'zayir hakadosh. Like it says in the Zoyar that the asara haruge malchus were compensation, so to speak, for the mechiras Yosef. Rabbi Kiva also, he says, was from the Asar Ruge Malchus, v'chulu. He says, Hayu Eila Gimel HaTzadikim, these three tzadikim, which was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, who are sitting here at this story, they were Shoyrish Nishmasan of the Shvatim that shared their name, Yehuda, Yosef, and Shimon, Shahayu HaIkrim Be'inyan Hanal, the three main characters in the story of Mechiras Yosef, he says was Yehuda, Yosef, and Shimon. And he explains as follows. Rabbi Yehuda, he was a Gilgal, he says, Sharish Neshama of Yehuda ben Yaakov. Why? Because Yehuda spoke up first. And because of that, he was zeichet to be the Rosh HaMadabim B'chol Mokom. Vayomer Yehuda el Achiv, Ma betza ki narag es achinu v'chisinu es damai? Why should we go kill him? Why should we cover his blood? L'chu v'nim kerenu li'ishme'elim. So what was Goyrim, the Mechiras Yosef, to Mitzrayim, was Yehuda speaking. Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Rosh HaMadabim B'chol Mokom, Rosh HaMadabim B'chol Mokom started way back then, when he spoke up first. The Tana, Rabbi Yossi, is Rabbi Yosef. Is Yosef HaTzadik. What's the source for that? Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Yossi ben Yoyezer, they called him Yosef. So you see that Yossi is just a nickname, is a kinoi for Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik, believe it or not, says the Chiddush Rim, also had part in the Mechiras Yosef. Why? Because Vayoveh Yosef is the Bosom Ra Laviyam. Yosef spoke Lashon Haras in their mind about the Shvatim. And because of that, he was Goyim the Sinna. And because of that, he was sold down to Mitzrayim. Yosef, Yossi in this story, was sent where? To Tzipori. He was Nigla to Tzipori. Why Tzipori? Because when we talk about somebody who talks a lot, so Chazal say it's Pitputei Tzipor. So it's not for naught that he was sent to Tzipori. He was sent to Tzipori as Mida Keneged Mida. And finally, we have Reb Shimon, Shimon ben Yochai. He is the Gilgal of Shimon, who, Metchila, he wanted to go and kill Yosef. And Yosef was thrown into jail, into the prison, in the Beis HaSoyar, for how long? He was there for 12 years. How long was Reb Shimon in the Myra for? 12 years. Be'etzim, they could have gotten out after 12 years. The problem was that when they came out, and then they had too much kanois, the Midas HaDin, with the Gvura, was Nizgaber, they had to go back in for another year, until the Midas HaChesed and the Rachmanos was Goyver. Says the Chiddush Rim, unbelievable. Yehuda, Yosi, Reb Shimon, are Shoyrish Nishmasam, Gilgulim, of these three main characters of the story. He's Marich B'chulu V'chulu. Based on this Chiddush Rim, perhaps we can answer the kasha from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, as follows. What was our kasha? Is it Reb Shimon? Is it Reb Shimon ben Yochai? The Targum is like this. Avada, after the Myra, it's Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Okay? The truth is that we can even shtim this with the Pshulim Kamek as Mahalach. We don't have to go with the Sefer ben Yochai. La'aylam, let's say he was Reb Shimon ben Yochai beforehand. Okay? But when the Gemara says it was Yosef, these three Tanoim, it calls them by their pure, simple name because, like the Chiddush HaRim is saying, we're trying to focus in and zoom in on the fact that these people are Gilgulim Sharash Shlosim of the Shvatim themselves. Memela, we don't want to lose focus, Kaviyachal, and call him Reb Shimon ben Yochai because we're trying to say that he is Gufa Shimon from the Shvatim. So I think it's a very nice mahalach if you want to shtim Reb Shulam Kamenka to learn the Gemara in Shabbos like this. The only problem is, number one is that I haven't learned enough Gemaras yet. Number two is that we're going to have some difficulties in our sailing through the Yama Talmud, I'll call Gal V'Gal, seeing if every time the Gemara brings a story of Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon ben Yochai, is the Gemara true, is it consistent, and that it always says either Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Because as we quoted beforehand, the Gemara in Brachas, so the first time Reb Shimon featured Reb Shimon ben Yochai was Brachas Daf Hei. The second time, which I read to you by mistake early, was the Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches and Beis. Just read to you the Gemara again very quickly. The Gemara over there says, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Oimer, Pa'amim Sh'adam Kari Kriyashmir, Kriyashma Shtei Pa'amim. Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, you can say twice and be Yoitza. Either before and after Allah, before and after Nix. Then the Gemara says, famous Gemara, Kidai Hu Reb Shimon Lishmoich Allah B'Shasad Chak. So over there the Gemara switches from Reb Shimon Yechai to Reb Shimon. So according to our Mahalach, we have some fancy footwork to get out of the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, but you have to know if that shtims all over Brachas, all over Shas. You could be Miyashiv this Gemara that Reb Shimon, it'll depend on these two Mahalchim, that initially is Reb Shimon Yechai. When the Gemara says, Kedai Reb Shimon Lismach Olav B'Shas Adchak, so that's telling you that the halacha, psak halacha, is like Reb Shimon, and that's stam Reb Shimon. That would be a raya to Reb Shalom Kamika. There's three times in Shas when the Gemara talks about this, Kedai Reb Shimon Lismechal of Shas Adchak, and you have to now, Mirtz Hashem, go through the Yama Talmud to try to see every time the Gemara brings Reb Shimon, does it stem with Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Rechoy, Alech Tegel Lav Ba'imer.
And should say they incarcerated, they imprisoned Shimon later, and then
with
the faces of all the rest of the Shmutim were allowed to go
after
to
suit
to find
younger. No. Yeah. Reb Dodi, we could stay here from today till Lag Boimer and Amshinov, we can read it, yeah? Shkoy.
Ronnie Orange.